Chapter 1. Anxieties of a Cold War Spring and an Inside Dopester. Within the next decades will be decided whether all mankind is to become communist, whether the whole world is to become free, or whether in the struggle civilization as we know it is to be destroyed. It is our fate to live upon that turning point in history. Whitaker Chambers, Reader's Digest, May 1952. May 1952. Young men in the trenches of Korea felt dirty and miserable, wondering when they would hear the whistle of that homebound transport, as General Matthew Ridgway explained. The number of casualties continued growing, and morale among the troops sank lower and lower. The mission to defend the southern portion of the country against totalitarian communism to the north now appeared an indecisive stalemate. The political cartoonist Bill Malden called Korea a slow, grinding, lonely, bitched-up war. Thinking about the American dead in mud-filled trenches prompted Richard Nixon to conjure a line for a future political speech. Dead Americans are live issues. That was the only good or productive thing Nixon could imagine creating from this mess. Heading into its third year, the war had accomplished little. President Harry S. Truman and his beleaguered Secretary of State, Dean Acheson, had tried diplomatic talks, but they dragged on without much result. Truman had been trying to resolve the crucial issue of what to do with North Korean and Chinese prisoners of war by pressing for voluntary repatriation, giving captured men some say in their fate, not just pushing them back to their communist homeland. This may have sounded just, but the North Korean and Chinese governments were balking. As the cruel spring month of May dawned, the news reported that POWs were rioting against miserable conditions. The American public was getting sick of it all. The war.